news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Biden administration warns that Ukraine is running out of U.S. money to help finance its war with Russia.
In a letter to Congress, White House Budget Director Shalonda Young said U.S. military assistance to Ukraine will run out by the end of the month. She urged lawmakers to approve tens of billions of dollars in additional aid, claiming that a failure to do so would kneecap Ukraine on the battlefield. The administration's $61 billion request is being resisted by Republicans who are demanding security changes at the U.S.-Mexico border. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Looking to shield civilians, Israel's military is urging mass evacuations from the southern Gaza town of Khan Yunis. That's where tens of thousands of displaced Palestinian civilians have sought refuge in recent weeks. The wreckage of a U.S. military Osprey that crashed off the coast of southern Japan has been found.
The U.S. Air Force says divers have located wreckage and are recovering the remains of crew members from the aircraft that crashed into the sea last Wednesday off Japan's Yakushima Island during a training mission. The Air Force CV-22 Osprey was carrying 8 crew. The body of one victim was recovered soon after the crash and has been identified as Staff Sergeant Jacob Gallagher of Pittsfield, Massachusetts. In a statement, Congressman Richard Neal says a grateful nation mourns his loss, saying Gallagher enlisted in the Air Force right out of high school. There have been several crashes involving Ospreys, and Japanese officials have expressed concern about the safety of the hybrid tilt-rotor aircraft. I'm Jennifer King.
The Pentagon says a U.S. warship was acting in self-defense when it shot down several incoming drones in the Red Sea over the weekend. As illegal aliens continue pouring into Texas across the southern border, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says state officers will soon get the go-ahead to arrest and detain illegals. Wall Street, the Dow down 169 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking.
This is your KMTK News Flash. The Injured Police Officers Fund hosting a candlelight vigil for the two Nevada Highway Patrol officers who were struck and killed by a hit-and-run driver early Thursday morning while the two of them were helping another driver on the northbound 15 near D Street. Now, that vigil is being held Wednesday evening from 5:30 to 6:30 at Allegiant Stadium. Everyone is invited to attend and pay their respects. 46-year-old Jamarcus Williams has been arrested. He now faces 2 counts each of DUI resulting in death, reckless driving resulting in death, and failing to stop at the scene of a crash. Williams reportedly has a long history of traffic violations here in Southern Nevada, including a previous DUI arrest and about a dozen traffic violations since 2007. UNLV is bowl bound. The 9-4 Rebel football team will play Kansas in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl on December 26th at Chase Field in Phoenix. It's the 5th bowl game in the Rebels program history, the first since 2013 when UNLV lost to North Texas 36-14 in the Heart of Dallas Bowl. UNLV has not won a bowl game since 2000. That's when then-coach John Robinson's team beat Arkansas in the Las Vegas Bowl 31-14. The Rebels got the bowl invite after losing the Mountain West Championship game 44-20 Saturday to Boise State, which earned the conference's automatic bid to the L.A. Bowl to take on the UCLA Bruins. How cool is this? A well-known local rock guitarist, Frankie Stadoris, while he was reopening his dive bar, the Hard Hat Lounge, Saturday night, he did it with the help of a friend. The band put together for the reopening party by the brilliant guitarist that tours with Wolfgang Van Halen's Mammoth WVH. Well, the band included his pal Slash, the iconic lead guitarist from Guns N' Roses. Sidoris, who bought the local hang back in August of 2022, reminded the folks there, the Hard Hat is for locals. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Gotcha. Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. Bet. Let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
KMCQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
For the most part, it's been a pretty easygoing commute as far as freeway travels go. A couple of off-ramp problems in the North Las Vegas area. 95 northbound Lake Mead Boulevard off-ramp. At the top of the off-ramp there, you've got an accident exiting Lake Mead Boulevard at 95 northbound. In the southwest, getting onto the Beltway from Flamingo, the on-ramp to get onto 215 southbound from Flamingo. Got an accident being reported there, as well as one on the east side intersection of Desert Inn and McLeod. Early clouds going to burn off. We'll have mostly sunny skies this afternoon. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. We're at 46 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her. Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local, and always good to have my friend Wayne Allen Root on the show. He is the host of Raw and Unfiltered, 3 to 6 every afternoon right here. He is also the author of the Great Patriot Boycott book, which is available now. Can I just, I always learn something when you're on the show, but I'm going to tell you something that is just coming into our news desk. Doug Burgum has suspended his 2024 GOP presidential campaign. Okay, so what does it all mean?
Was Doug Burgum even running? I never heard of him. Isn't that the South Dakota or North Dakota governor? Who knows?
Yeah.
These guys are funny. These guys are funny. I mean, what are they doing running for president? No one's ever heard of them. No one knows who they are. And here's my argument, Kevin. Look, I think DeSantis has been a great governor of Florida. But the reality is Donald Trump was president of the United States for 4 years, and every Republican believes he did a fabulous job as president and lowered our taxes and secured the border and created peace around the world and created prosperity. The average middle-class American's income went up dramatically. Why would you need anyone else to be the Republican nominee? He already did it as president. He fought the deep state. They're vicious. He didn't win, but he certainly made some inroads. Maybe won, you know, give him like a 5% win. Anybody else would have been zero. They would have destroyed anyone else. So Trump did a great job. Why would we need Doug Burgum? Why do we need Ron DeSantis? Then you go, well, it could be because Trump lost. Trump got 12 million additional votes beyond his victory in 2016. Trump got the most votes of any sitting president in the history of the United States. That includes famous names. Nixon won twice. He got more than Nixon. Obama won twice. He got more than Obama. Clinton won twice. He got more than Clinton. Bush won twice. He got more than Bush. No one ever got this many votes as Donald Trump. So with 12 million additional votes and the most votes in history and the most Republican votes in history, why would anyone think we're looking for Doug Burgum? And the answer is, we're not. And we're not looking for Ron DeSantis. We're not looking for Nikki Haley. They're egomaniacs. Not that Trump isn't too, by the way. They all are. You can't be president unless you have a huge ego. But they actually believe that after getting the most votes in history and doing a great job as president and then having the election stolen from them, clearly, that we need them. We don't need them. We want Trump. And I've said this for, 2 years, basically, that the campaign's been going on, realistically, a year into Biden's campaign, Biden's presidency. We were all running for president again. So I said this from day one, and I'm turning out to be right, because, of course, latest polls show Trump is winning 69-9. He's up by 50 to 60 points. Nobody wants anyone but Trump in the Republican Party.
What did you think of the gubernatorial debate between Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom? And did Ron DeSantis do anything in that debate that would spur him to be able to eat into the Trump lead?
Well, I mean, first of all, I didn't watch the debate. I watched highlights because it would have bored the hell out of me. It's two people. It's so funny. The debate was summed up by Gavin Newsom when he ended the debate by saying it really doesn't matter. Neither one of us are going to be president this time around. So it's really hilarious. What a put down. What a self-deprecating put down by Newsom. It's actually hilarious. I can't believe anyone could end the debate by saying, hey, it really didn't matter because neither one of us are going to be president. And it's true. Neither one of you are going to be president. I don't know about ever. But this time around, Ron DeSantis is not going to be president. So as a person who's always said there's no reason for any other Republican to be running, including Ron DeSantis, I didn't see any reason to watch the debate. Why would I want to watch two people that have nothing to do with the process? In particular, why would I want to watch DeSantis, who could never be the Republican nominee? Now, Newsom might actually be soft-selling himself, because I can't imagine that Joe Biden is going to survive, live, or be the candidate, even if he lives and he's fine. He's failing so badly mentally in front of us all. His acuity, his brain activity is failing so badly that I can't even imagine that he'll be the candidate a year from now. But, you know, you never know. But I always thought it would be Michelle Obama or Gavin Newsom. So Newsom sold himself kind of short. He may wind up being the candidate, but DeSantis will not. So I saw no reason to watch a debate when DeSantis has nothing to do with the process at all. But I watched the highlights, and he certainly destroyed Newsom. Newsom cannot defend his record. That's what we found out from the debate. Newsom can't defend the tragedy that has become and befallen California. He doesn't even have a way to defend it. I mean, when you hear your own father-in-law moved out of the state to Florida and says Florida's run better, when you hear there's a feces map, I mean, great job by DeSantis by having a feces map showing all the spots around San Francisco where there's poop all over the town because of homeless people. He just destroyed him. DeSantis destroyed Newsom forever. I think he stuck a knife in him, and I think the only thing that came out of the debate is Democrats realized we can't run Biden, but we can't replace him with Newsom, so we've got nowhere to go but Michelle Obama, and if Michelle doesn't want to run, we got nothing. I think that's what the debate exposed. They don't have anything. There is no bench. It's down to two people, Newsom and Michelle Obama, and Newsom disqualified himself. He got killed in the debate to DeSantis, and they realize they can't defend what he did to California.
Again, Wayne Allyn Root joining us. Hear him every afternoon, raw and unfiltered, 3 until 6. Let me just ask you, if you're saying the only plan B that is viable for Dems is probably going to be Michelle Obama?
And that's only if she wants to run. And I keep hearing she has no interest at all in running. So, I mean, they don't have a plan B. You better dig deep to find a C and a D. And I think C and D is just let's run Biden and keep our fingers crossed that he doesn't collapse on the stage. Let's say there will be no debates because he couldn't debate at this point. Even a shot of adrenaline, whatever they give this guy for a quick, you know, keep him alive for an hour for a debate, that wouldn't even work anymore. He's so bad. So, I mean, they're going to have to say no debates. And let's just, you know, put a lid on it every day at 9 o'clock. He'll get up. He'll give a 5-minute video, and he'll go to sleep again. And he'll run for president from the basement of the White House. That's kind of their only plan C, is just keep Biden propped up and pray he stays alive. I really do believe that's all they've got now if Michelle Obama doesn't want to run. So it's really quite amazing. They've wrecked the country. Everyone knows it. You know, even when I see an article that's pretty anti-Trump, it still sounds real. There was an article in the I think it was the UK Daily Mail today, and it was interviewing all the people who are walking around, just man on the street, in a certain district in Atlanta, Georgia, that really determines the presidency every year. And it's all white and very Republican. And they voted for Trump in 16, and that's how he upset Hillary. And then they bounced back and reversed it and voted for Biden in 20, just by a little bit both times. Little bit for Trump, little bit for Biden, and that was the end result of the election, right? So it's kind of a barometer of the country. And pretty much everyone they interviewed said, well, I could never vote for Biden ever again. Look what he did to the economy. It's a nightmare. But I'm not a big fan of Trump. I wish we had two different candidates. But in the end, I'll have to hold my nose and vote for Trump. Well, I don't agree. I think that was a very negative article. I think most people are very enthusiastic to Trump. And I think he's more popular now than he's ever been by far. When you look at UFC fights when he enters, when you look at the Clemson football game 2 weeks ago when he entered the stadium, those are young kids, and they treated him like he's Elvis. I mean, you know, I don't want to offend religious people, but it looked like Jesus just walked into a football game. 80,000 people went insane like they were watching Jesus walk on water. It was incredible. Or Moses walk on water, or Jesus enter a football game, or Elvis come back from the dead. It was incredible. Trump is a matinee idol. It was unbelievable. So I don't agree with what the UK Daily Mail was selling, but I do agree that if people don't like either one, in the end, they'll always hold their nose and vote for Trump. So if Biden's the nominee, it's going to be Trump that wins the election. That part I certainly agree with. Nobody with a brain could vote for Biden again. It's just not possible, even if you don't like Trump.
Again, Wayne Allen Root joining us. He is the host of Raw and Unfiltered right here on AM 670 KMZQ. The Republican National Committee is going to announce today who's going to be on the stage and who's not going to make the stage. Should we still be doing these stupid debates when you don't have Trump as a part of them?
No, we shouldn't. It's ridiculous. Trump is the nominee. And what's really sad is, look, this is my belief, and I think at this point everyone agrees that's why it's 69-9. In most polls in favor of Trump against whoever's in second. Some polls show it's DeSantis at 9, and some show Nikki Haley at 9, and DeSantis has dropped to like 7 in third place. In the end, the American people, it's certainly Republicans and a majority of independents, not Democrats, but a majority of people with common sense realize that Trump is the guy because of what he sacrificed for us. His life is going to be misery for the rest of his life. Legal bills in the millions per week or per month, certainly millions, and constantly being needed in court to testify in front of people who are nobodies, who are nothings, who are unimportant schmucks, judges, juries, schmucks, nobodies who have any right to determine Trump's life. And they're judging you and determining your life. And every word you say could put you in prison for 700 years. That's Trump's life. He gave up being a billionaire on yachts and private jets and doing whatever he wanted to do, if he wanted to be rich and married to Melania or he wants to be a playboy. It doesn't matter. His life is the dream life every American aspires to. And he gave it up to run for us. And he could have given it up after he lost and gone back to that life, and he chose to continue running. He wants to save America. I don't know how you can argue that man has sacrificed his life for us. And so, to me, it's pretty clear there should be no debates. Any Republican who doesn't get off the stage and say, look, what they're doing to Trump is so bad, this weaponization of government, they're trying to destroy his life over nothing. I've got to support Donald Trump for the good of the country. If you're not willing to say that, you shouldn't be on the stage. You don't represent me.
In our final couple of minutes, interesting endorsement, and it's from Tucker Carlson. This was in a fundraiser that was sent to me by the Trump campaign, and it quotes Tucker Carlson as saying, I became an active Trump supporter when they raided Mar-a-Lago last summer. That just can't stand. I'm voting for Trump, and if they convict him, I will send him the max donation, and I will lead the protest. That's how I feel, Tucker Carlson. Does that surprise you at all?
No, it sounds exactly like what I just said. That's it. I mean, he just summed up what I said. You even left out an important point, a funny point, Kevin. He actually, I saw it, and he said the moment that Trump was the nominee was the moment the FBI was looking through his wife's underwear drawer at Mar-a-Lago. And that's totally true. I mean, this is a sick thing. There's no question about it. Any criminal that does anything in this country is let out in 5 minutes with no bail. except for if you're a January 6er or you have something to do with Donald Trump, and then they want to put you in prison for life. I saw something this morning, and I've been up for an hour looking through the news. Who even remembers the details? I remember the general gist. Someone did something terrible in Georgia, and they're let out immediately. But the Trump supporters, because they questioned the election, they face years and years in prison and millions in legal fees. Our country is just screwed up beyond belief. It's a communist takeover of the United States. I don't know how many times I've said it. I turned out to be right. I hate to say I told you so, but man, I told you so. The very hallmark of communism is when they come for their political opponents. And they're coming for their political opponents. If you disagree with this administration on anything, you go to prison. And it's not just in America. It's everywhere. It's happening in Ireland. Conor McGregor, the UFC fighter, questioned how the country is being destroyed by immigration. And some immigrant just stabbed three little kids. And the whole country was on fire. And Conor McGregor took the side that you're destroying Ireland by letting everybody in. Well, they didn't decide to investigate the guy who murdered three people. They investigate Conor McGregor. The government is now investigating McGregor for hate speech for daring to say that. This is what's happening all over the world. In New Zealand, Kevin, did you see what happened in New Zealand over the weekend? This is the biggest thing that I'll bet nobody in the media wants to talk about. The guy in charge of keeping the data for the COVID vaccine for the entire country of New Zealand literally risked his life and his freedom and became a whistleblower and told the whole country people are dying in record numbers. The data shows it, and the government won't tell you. The minute you get the vaccine, you're dead. He said 30% of the people who took the vaccine in many batches are dead a year later. 30%, and most of them died within weeks of getting the vaccine. He's the guy who keeps the statistics. Do you know what happened after that? The government raided his house and put him in prison. They said he committed a computer crime by releasing the information. He's the guy who keeps the information. He should be a protected whistleblower. He's in prison as we speak right now for telling the truth that the COVID vaccine kills 30% of the people who took it in the country of New Zealand.
Got to ask you, in our final 2 minutes, I've only got 2 minutes in the segment, the Biden administration's now starting to put pressure on Bibi Netanyahu relative to the war against Hamas. How's this going to end up? I mean, is the Biden administration going to go totally pro-Hamas?
I don't know if I'd use the word pro-Hamas, but I certainly think the Biden administration will go very weak-kneed and very anti-Israel. I think in the end, they're scared to death. First of all, I saw yesterday that Muslim leaders all over the United States got together at some event, and they pledged to defeat Biden in the election. They say Muslims make up a decent number of voters in all the important battleground states in the United States, and none of them will ever vote for Biden again because he took Israel's side. So remember, in the last election, Biden had the Muslim vote because, of course, Trump always takes Israel's side. Now Muslims are saying, I guess they're saying they'll stay home and not vote. I doubt they're going to vote for Trump, but they're not going to vote at all, which is great news for Trump. And by the way, we don't even mention this enough, Kevin. Other great news for Trump is that there's no question RFK Jr. is running, and I think Manchin's going to run. Joe Manchin, United States Senator, West Virginia. He just decided not to run for Senate. Why? I don't think he's retiring. I think he's running for president as an independent. So, I mean, that makes life so easy for Trump. If it's a four-way race and there's three Democrats, Biden, RFK Jr., and Manchin all running, two of them as independents, they're going to split the Democrat vote. Trump's going to get in. So, I mean, even the Muslim vote is not going to go for Biden this year. He's turned them off by being too pro-Israel. No question in my mind that Democrats are panicking over this development, and they want the Muslim vote, and so they're going to go against Israel, and it's going to be all politics. It's not going to be right from wrong. Right from wrong is very simple. Muslims invaded Israel and raped and gang-raped and murdered and cut heads off and burned people alive and murdered babies left and right, and that was their goal. And in response, there is no such thing as proportional. The Jews of Israel have got to wipe them off the face of the earth. And there is no proportional when someone murders women and grandmothers and little children and cuts babies' heads off and gang rapes girls and then shoots them in the back of the head. You got to kill everyone involved. There is no proportional. So stop saying proportional Democrats and Kamala Harris and others in the Democrat administration, Defense Secretary Austin. There is no proportional. The United States dropped a nuclear bomb on Japan and killed women and children, and that's how we ended the war. There's no such thing as proportional. War is hell, and you just have to attack and bomb and kill until the other side gives up and you win, and then Israel will be safe, and they'll never do it again. That's the only answer, and Democrats are never going to allow that. So it's not going to end well, I could tell you that.
Hey, Wayne, always good to visit with you. How can folks find out what you're up to?
Roots4America.com. It's my command central from Root for America. You can click on my national radio show, my Lindell nationally streamed TV show, every day, Monday through Friday, my 670 AM show. You either listen on 670 or you listen right from my website, which connects you to 670 AM. On your phone or on your laptop or on your computer. And my weekend show is the big one. It runs four times a weekend on Real America's Voice TV, America's Top 10 Countdown. Again, where do you find it? Root for America. It's all there. Have yourselves a great, great holiday and Christmas and all the above, everybody. And my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, and The Great Patriot Boycott Book, the two of them as a team are the perfect
stocking stuffers. Stocking stuffers. Oh, I love it. Wayne, thanks,
that's
man.
It.
My friend, we'll talk again
stop
soon.
Left.
Thank you. Yep. Wayne Allen Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
We're officially into December. The votes will begin in both Iowa and New Hampshire. We will break down the absolute latest on the polling as we are just a little bit over 6 weeks out from the official voting beginning.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I'm Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q, and I'm running for Congressional District 1. As we celebrate the holiday season, my family's favorite time of the year, let us reflect on the principles that make our nation great. This Christmas, may the spirit of unity and shared values guide us. Let's appreciate the blessings of freedom, family, and faith. United by both our similarities and our differences, let's work together to move our country ahead towards a brighter future that I know is possible. Wishing you a joyous holiday season and a prosperous new year. In the spirit of conservative values, may our country continue to thrive and uphold the principles that make it exceptional. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I am Ron Quince and I approve this message.
My name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my five-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran,